The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Sunday's action in the Curragh. A good day to come up on Irish Cambridge today. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line to look ahead to the action is William Hill Radio's Irish Racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
I'm very well, mate. Yeah, I'm good.
Good. Good card in the Curragh today, isn't it, Andy?
Yeah, it is. You sound a bit nasally today, mate. Is that?
I don't know.
No? Oh,
no.
Sounds like you need some thick sinics up your rotor.
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe
or
a bit sniffly, yeah.
Nose,
maybe it's the start of a cold, and you've just found out.
Yeah, preempted it.
Anyway, back to the racing. Irish Cambridge today, Andy. It's always a good day, this, isn't it, in Ireland?
Yeah, I do like this day. Yeah, good mixture. We've got the Flamatara between two upwardly mobile fillies, Jack Naylor and Legitissimo. Quite a good win all of the round Tara stakes, and capped off with a viciously competitive Irish Cambridge, as you quite rightly pointed out, where several of these come in here following pretty good performances, and they've just sneaked in down the bottom as well. So yeah, I've got a good feeling about today.
Good, that's what we want to hear. Let's get stuck into it anyway. Let's find out what you like in the first race to start with, the 205, and this is a maiden for Colton Geldings over a mile, and Old Man River heads the betting this morning at even money. And I suppose it's going to attract a lot of interest, being trained by Ian O'Brien, and the fact that he cost nearly €3 million. What do you make of this race, Andy?
Yeah, I mean, it's always difficult to bet in races like this when you've got such a expensive yearling from a powerful stable. And, you know, you're just basically looking at the market signs, aren't you, to guide you in the right direction. JF Kennedy was a bit of a flop on his debut at Leopardstown, but then bolted up on his next start at the Curragh. So these kind of horses can improve immeasurably from their first run to the second. So it wouldn't be an absolute disaster if Old Man River doesn't win today. I'm sure Aidan O'Brien would like him to win, of course. Aidan, you know, he's certainly not embarrassed about getting a good horse beat first time out. It's all about their education, really. And he was a withdrawal the other day in the race that Order of St George won. So they're obviously just waiting on the right ground for him today. No excuses today. Perfect ground. Good to yield in. Drying out all the time, so a nice surface for this son of Muntjeu to use his stride on. He's got to overcome a bad draw, though, however, at stall 18, so it all kind of adds up around about even money, that maybe an each-way alternative is probably the order of the day on this occasion. I think you've got a couple in line falling into that category. The obvious one looks to be Sacrificial, a worthy second favourite based on his two runs so far. Runner-up to Radara, Picky Halford's filly, of course, has won subsequently here the other day at the Curragh, winning a group race. And he got a slow start, funny enough, at Nace on his next outing, and didn't do himself any favours. As we know, Nace is a very difficult track to come from the back of the field. So to get within a few lengths of Parish Boy and Order of St George, of course, won by 8 lengths next time out, wasn't a bad run. So he looks the obvious one from a good draw. And the other one to mention as well is John Ox's Frozen Lake, who also caught the iron debut at the Curragh behind Aidan O'Brien's East India. I think he'll do better in time. And he might be good enough to pick up the pieces as well later on and perhaps get himself on the podium. But just on this occasion, I won't say I'm going to pose Matt Old Man River for all money. It's just not the kind of horse I like tipping at a short price. So I'm going to go with a horse who I know the figures of, I know what he can do. So Sacrificial each way looks a safety net bet in the first.
Okay, Sacrificial then, safe each way bet in the first. The second race is the 2.35, and this is the Flame of Tara European Breeders' Fund Stakes, which is a listed race for fillies over a mile. And as Andy alluded to earlier on, Jack Naylor and Legitissimo seem to set the standard this morning there, 11-8 and 9-4 respectively. It's 72 for Together Forever. Steeper Mac is 14-1 and then 28-1. Or bigger prices, the rest. So, do you see it between the top two in the betting there, Andy?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Don't fancy Together Forever one little bit. I presume that she'll make the run in and set it up for the other two kick finishers. Both of these two horses at the top of the market here, I've got whirlwind finishes, really good turn of foot. Jack Naylor's produced a scintillating turn of speed the other day to win down in Leopardstown. coming from a long, long way back, much to my irritation, because I tipped her before, well, actually the time before as well at Fairy House. I really do like this filly. Unfortunately, I didn't back her the day when she won the Group 3 because I didn't think she was quite good enough. But subsequent performances of the third quality and, sorry, qualify, and Ray Dara, who was fourth, have suggested that that race at Leopardstown on the 24th of July was of a very high standard. And the way she powered clear in the latter stages to win readily in the end, you know, she's right out the top draw. It's going to take a good filly to beat her. But if any filly can, it's going to be this Legitissimo. And I'm going to select Legitissimo today. I'm going to desert Jack Naylor once again, much to my, you know, kind of, that could come back to bite me in the backside. The day when she won at the Galway Festival, she produced a whirlwind finish from absolutely nowhere. She literally jumped out of the ground to win on that particular occasion. And it's noticeable that she ran the last five furlongs quicker than the Topaz Mile, won by Vastanea. So, you know, if you get a two-year-old filly that's running better than 100-rated older horses, you've got to be very, very good. But again, the form of that race has worked out well, just like Jack Naylor's race. Fields of May and Run the Red Light have all won out of that Galway race. So both of these two horses are absolutely tailor-made to how this race is going to pan out. But I just prefer Legitissimo. She may just have a bit more upside, but it's going to be a cracking race between the two.
OK. Legitissimo then, the selection in the 2.35 onto the 3.05 next, and we're into Group 3 company here for the Round Tower Stakes. It's a race over six furlongs, and Capella Sansevero heads the betting this morning at 11-10. It's 7-2 for War Envoy. Rapid Applause is 5s, 15-2 for Shepherd's Purse, and then 16-1 are bigger prices for the other three runners. Capella Sansevero, Andy, has been doing all right. You know, ran second in the behind the Wild Signal in the Coventry. Disappointing in the Railway Stakes, but then in Group 1 company in the Phoenix last time, ran another good race. So into Group 3 company this afternoon. Andy, what do you make of the favourite?
Yeah, there's no doubt that this horse is the best horse in the race so far, on form, on figures, and you know, he's the most likely winner here. He's been priced up accordingly, 11-10 with William Hill. You know, he's run at Royal Ascot, as you pointed out, behind the Wow Signal, has been franked, and then he ran a blinder on ground that probably still a little bit too soft for him in the Phoenix behind Dick Whittington and Cool Company. Absolutely nothing wrong with him at all, other than, for me, he's now just had three very, very hard races in succession. I know he was freshened up after the Curra when he ran moderately, as you pointed out. Yeah, he had another hard race on very bad ground the last day at the Curra. So he's just racking up the miles a little bit, really, and I just think he might be vulnerable today. I'm not a massive fan of War Envoy. I don't think Aidan O'Brien really thinks he's that great either. The fact that he had tongue-tied blinkers on for the first time last time out in the Railway Stakes, I'm just not totally convinced by him either. So this is one of my big strategy races of the day today. There's two horses here that I think could improve over the top of the front two in the market. I expect big runs from both Rapid Applause and, in particular, Shepherd's Purse, who absolutely ripped a good field apart on debut for Joseph Murphy. I think if this horse was trained by anyone else, he'd be a good deal shorter in the market. He produced a really good finish that day. He looks a nice horse as well. There was no fluke about this horse's victory. In a very fast time as well, and particularly the sectional times were good. There was only Ian Ippy, Joe Lyons' filly, that ran quicker from the three furlong pole than this colt by Pastoral Pursuit. I think he'll improve as well, and he's got his round again today. Obviously goes back to the same track. And I expect a massive, massive run from Shepherd's Purse. 15-2, William Hill. He looks a really good bet. And also Rapid Applause. I'm definitely going to have a saver on him. He ran in the Anglesey last time out when he didn't get the clearest of runs behind Dick Whittington, who's obviously gone on to win subsequently, winning the Phoenix Stakes. And indeed Toscanini, who went to Dundalk next time out and lowered the colours of one of Aidan O'Brien. So that form is absolutely really solid. I know he's technically a little bit to find with War Envoy, but there was only a head between them in the Railway Stakes. And he got on his toes a little bit beforehand, Michael O'Callaghan's charge, and he got shoved out wide as well, which didn't do him any favour. So I expect him to turn around the form of World Envoy. So this is one of my big strategy plays of the day today. I think Capella Sansevero is vulnerable. I'm not totally convinced about War Envoy, but I do think Rapid Applause and Shepherd's Purse are worth backing at 5-1 and 15-2 respectively.
OK, a couple of each-way stabs against the field there then in that race. The 3.35 See some pretty nice fillies in action. Here we've got the Dance Design Stakes, which is a Group 3 for fillies over a mile and one furlong. And Carla Bianca is the market leader this morning, 9-4. Comes here off the back of a hat-trick, chasing the four-timer. It's 11-2, barring her, with Pearl of Africa next in the betting. Palace is 7-1. 15-2 for Odalis. Afternoon Sunlight is 8. 9 for Alive Alive-O and Waltzing Matilda. And then 20-1. Or bigger prices for the other runners. So an interesting race at 3:35, Andy. Who'd you like here?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Carla Bianca here, Mark. I really do like this filly. I didn't tip her last time out at Gowran Park. I was just a little bit concerned about the ground because she's got such a beautiful, long, flowing stride. I thought that the yielding ground down in Gowran Park was going to be just not what she required, but she proved me wrong. And she won quite snugly in the end, I thought. Beating a decent field in a good time. Prior to that, she was also very impressive in a listed race at Nice, where she beat similar opponents to today. And she's got perfect conditions today. The ground's drying out all the time. The Curragh are going to get a lovely drying day over there in the County Kildare venue, and it should be ideal. 1 mile one on the round track should be absolutely spot on for this filly. And Dermot Wells always had her in the very highest regard. Don't forget that on her second run in her career, she finished fourth in the Moyglare Stud, of course, last year to Rizina. So, you know, right from the very fledgling beginnings of a career, Dermot's always thought that she was going to be a Group 1 filly. And, you know, this very much comes into her profile. She's gone listed, and now up to a Group 3. Steady, slowly catching monkey for Dermot Weld. He's not pitching her in the deep end here. He's just keeping her in the division that she probably can boss and dominate. And I expect her to take this today. Around about 2-1 with William Hill. She looks a good bet there for that Dance Design filly stakes.
Okay, Carla Bianca then, a good bet in the 3:35. The 4:05 is the next race, and this is an apprentice handicap over a mile and a quarter for 3-year-olds and older that are rated 50-70. It's quite open, this, Andy. I love the feeling. 6-1, 13-2 for Weld Arab. Krikora is 7-1 with Zelos Dream. 10-1 for Zhukov. Water Sprite is also 10s, and then 12s or bigger prices as the rest. Not quite as competitive as the Irish Cambridgeshire, but not far off. Andy, 6 on the field. Who do you like here?
I'm going to go with Love the Feeling here on several counts. First of all, she comes from a yard in good form. Sweetest Taboo, No Fear, Bell the Ball, Tillery Wonder here last week at the Curragh have all suggested that the William McCreary yard is in fantastic nick. And she's run reasonably well on the last two starts on the flat. At Leopardstown on both occasions, she was 6 behind Mezzogiorno in a fast time. Also 5th staying on quite well behind Amazing Star back at the same venue when stuck out wide in the latter stages on her last start. But it's a run the other day over hurdles, which really makes me believe that she could be well handicapped returning to the flat off a mark of just 54. And she absolutely bolted up over Timber for the first time out in a juvenile contest, as I said, down in Roscommon. She beat a horse called Cabaret, who'd previously got a little bit of form at the same track, and I thought ran quite well behind one of Willie Millings' down in Down Raw on Friday. So, you know, that form as it stands is pretty good, but it's just the way that she went through that race at Roscommon. She looks a filly that's really blooming at the moment, and she's basically got to be there or thereabouts off a mark of 54. I think she's a little bit better than that. Like I say, from a stable that can't do anything wrong at the moment, from a good draw with a good pilot on board, I'd expect Love the Feeling to go very close in that apprentice handicap.
Okay, Love the Feeling then there in the 4:05. The 4:35 is the big race of the afternoon. It's the Irish Cambridgeshire, which is a premier handicap over a mile. And Inform Hassanor heads the betting this morning and has been backed from sixes into fives. Defining Year is 7-1. 10-1 for Mascoon. Hint of a Tint is 11-1. 12s for Burn the Boats. Sritor is also 12-1. 14-1 for Mahara. And that's been backed from 16-1. 14s for No Dominion as well. And then 16-1 are bigger prices for the rest. 21 of them in the lineup here, Andy. Take your pick here, because it's wide open, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is. Yeah, lots of horses are in great form coming into this race. None more so than Hassanor, who I predicted, if you play a few podcasts back early on in the season, I said this horse would be winning races sooner rather than late. Unfortunately, he won at the Galway Festival when I missed him. Absolutely, totally gutted that day when he beat a horse that I actually selected against him, Sritor. But I don't think there was anything fluky about that form at all. Hassanor, of course, himself has gone on to boost that form with a smooth win here the other day over today's course and distance. I just really do think he's peaking at the very right time. Mickey Halford's got him in a really good place, and Tom Segal in the Racing Post has also highlighted his claims. I think whatever you do, you've got to back Hassanor in this race, because he's going to run a hell of a race today off his current mark. But I think the strategy here for me is to once again go Shretor each way. I mean, she's just an amazingly consistent filly. One or two people will call her rude names, but I don't mind backing horses each way at 10, 12 to 1, you know, when they're almost guaranteed to finish in the frame. That's exactly what she's done on her last six starts. She's hit the 25 rather than the bullseye on those occasions. Second to Surreal when she didn't get the best of run at the Galway Festival. And then I thought she was going to come and beat Hassanor the next day, 2 days ago. But she just didn't quite have enough real estate to claw back Mickey Halford's charge. It's not as though she can't win either. I mean, she's won a couple of times in her career. She's got a fantastic record at the Curra. She stays really well. She goes on any ground. She likes a strongly run race. She's just simply bound to be there at the finish, Shretor. So each way, 12 to 1 with William Hill. Or you could back a place only. I'm sure William Hill are offering prices on the pro market. If you can get sort of 5 to 2, 9 to 4 for a 2, hit the frame. I think that's one of the bets of the afternoon. So Shretor each way, along with Hassanor, the two in-form horses in the Cambridgeshire.
Okay, good stuff. We haven't quite priced up the place-only market yet, but I'm sure we will for the Irish Cambridge later on, so do have a look at that. The final race this afternoon is the 5:05, and we finished the card with a handicap of 6 furlongs, and Pencil Hill is the market leader this morning at 4-1. It's then Ua Jock, who's 9s with She's Not Simple, 10s for Ramon, and Vera's Delicia, and then it's 12-1 or bigger prices the rest. And those two that I just mentioned there, Ua Jock and She's Not Simple, both been quite well supported this morning. 11s into 9s for Ua Jock, and She's Not Simple 14s into 9s. So can you see why these gambles are happening, Andy?
Yeah, I mean, She's Not Simple still fairly unexposed, and you know, she's very much going the right way from a yard in good form. She's got Sean Corby on board as well. Two wins, though, have come at Nace, so maybe she's just got a liking for that venue, and, you know, we don't really know whether she can act at the Curra. We certainly know that our Jock acts at the Curra. He was, on his last two visits here, he's been really unlucky, including when he was 10th behind Tillery Wonder here last weekend in a very strongly run race. But also in that race was Pencil Hill, a horse that was extremely unfortunate, given the way he finished his race off. I think Tracy Collins' charge would have won that race quite comfortably had he got a clear run. Unfortunately, everybody else has spotted it as well. You know, you're looking at a horse at around about 14, 16 to 1 last week, and now you're looking down the barrel of 4 to 1, 9 to 2 today, because obviously one or two race watchers have put this horse very much firmly in their notebooks, because it's got a good record here at the Curra. So certainly a horse waiting to strike. Draw 3 could have been better. It's not as if you can't win from a low stall here at the Curra, as Tyler E. Wonder proved last week when he won from stall 5, but to all intents and purposes, you want to be as close towards the stand side route as you possibly can. That seems to be where the fastest strip of ground is most of the time. So, albeit I do think Pencil Hill will go very close if you do back him. He, you know, he has got to come slight adversities to do so. What at a much bigger price, I think I'll give you a decent run for your money right down the foot of the weight, is Chilly Billy, a horse from the John Larkin stable. Doesn't win very often, but got a good, decent draw, and most notably has got a good pilot on board. I do like that Robbie Downey. I think he's going places fast. Just didn't quite stay the other day over 7 furlongs behind Doc Holliday in one of the strongest furlong per furlong times I got here last weekend. Just looked vulnerable in the latter stages, but dropping back to 6 furlongs, I can see him going well. So, in summary, I can see why they're back in our Jock and Pencil Hill. Two horses were both denied clear runs here last week over the same course and distance. But being as the draw favours the high draws, I'd just probably go with Chilly Billy at a big price.
OK, Chilly Billy at a big price then in the lucky last. Let's just have a quick summary, Andy, if you'll spin us through your selections for the Curra one more time.
Yeah, cracking card today at the Curra, beginning with a maiden race where all eyes will obviously be on Old Man River. But if he doesn't oblige first time out, maybe Sacrificial's experience might hold sway, and he looks a fair safety bet around about 5-1. The big clash of the day is between Jack Naylor and Legitissimo, two horses with smart turns of foot in the latter stage of the race. But Legitissimo was really impressive at Galway, so I'll go with her. I'm going to take on the front two in the market in the Round Tower Stakes and go Rapid Applause and Shepherd's Purse. 3:35, hopefully Carla Bianca can continue her good form, and she can win for the fourth time in a row. In the 4:05, a race not really to have too much of an opinion on, but I do like the chances of the bottom one, Love the Feeling, who bolted up the other day over hurdles at Roscommon. The Irish Cambridgeshire, I think, revolves around the two down the foot of the weight, Shretor and Hassanor, first and second at the Galway Festival. And considering their profiles, I think, you know, you're going to get a big run from either one of those two. And in the final race, all eyes will be on Pencil Hill. following his really unlucky run here last week. I'm sure he'll go close if he can overcome stall three. But one that he's drawn high that ran well here last week is Chilly Billy. So I'm going to go with him each way.
Okay, good stuff. Thank you very much, Andy. Should be a good day in the Curragh today. Good luck with your selections and enjoy the action.
Thanks, buddy.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.